Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. We're each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and I'm here to talk to you today about citizenship. So I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant, certified past life regression specialist. My practice is an international practice based in Seattle, Washington, and we invite people to call in each week and ask for short, brief, intuitive readings and healings. This week, the show is being pre-recorded because I have an exciting new show coming up for you soon about what's happening on Monday, July 10th. But in future weeks, please call in to the show 202-570-7057 or email me at robin@robinfritz.com. That's robynfritz.com for reading, for healing, or for questions or comments. So today's show is going to be a continuation of last week's show that was the 4th of July in the United States, and I was talking about not just spiritual democracy, but how we become authentic, balanced citizens in our homes, our neighborhoods, our countries. Today we're going to talk about planetary citizenship, about what it takes to be a citizen of the planet and what that looks like. And we don't think about this a lot, but we are citizens of the planet first. We are equals with all life in service of a conscious, evolving planet. So what are our responsibilities to the planet, to each other, and to ourselves? And because we humans tend to define those things as humans, I'm going to tell you what Washington State's most active volcano has to say about that. And her name is Mount St. Helens. And if you're familiar with volcanic activity, you know that Mount St. Helens experienced a major eruption in May 1980 and had another shorter, smaller series of eruptions from 2004 to 2008. And one of the reasons I want to talk about Mount St. Helens and my conversation with her is she's the spiritual center of the Pacific Northwest, which can range in some minds all the way from California to Alaska, include Canada and Idaho and Montana, as well as Washington, Oregon, and California. But the welfare of the planet depends in large part on the actions of two types of beings we tend to be leery and afraid of, volcanoes and hurricanes. So we'll be talking more about those things in future shows and on Facebook Live Tuesday mornings at 11 Pacific Standard Time. But first, a quick items of business. Not only can you call in to future shows or email me, please check my website for services I can offer: consultations, space clearings, past life regressions, spiritual awakening, and soul journeys. Join me at the Om Times Experts platform, experts.omtimes.com/Robin Fritz for webinars. And I'd also like to acknowledge my sponsors today. You'll hear their ads. Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com creates raw Baltic amber collars for dogs and cats that repel fleas and ticks. Rosie Gremmert of IcanDoHeartThings.com is a certified essential oil therapist and certified holistic health coach and certified grief support specialist, and Aubrey Wallace is a naturopath and medical intuitive who can work with you by Skype. You can find her at lovebeingyou.info. And in her session with us in June, she's offering 15% off a medical intuitive session, and she's come across clients who've needed past life regression. So I'm throwing in 15% off her referrals. So if you have a session with her, you're more than welcome to call me up for a past life regression session if you and Aubrey decide that's what you need, and I'll offer you a discount with that. But for today, let's start the show with what we always do, a guided meditation with the crystal Fallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz. You'll connect with him how your intuition works most strongly. So you may see images, you may hear him chat, you may experience the feeling, this energy, or simply know that you're connected to him in these next few moments, and he'll be connected with us during the show. You'll find over the coming weeks that that connection will enhance your own intuitive and healing abilities, which is why we're here. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, we're connecting mind, body, and spirit more tightly together. Take a deep breath. Breathe in all positive, healthy vibrations. As you exhale, release what doesn't serve you. And as you take your attention to the top of your head, your crown chakra, breathe down your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Feel the stuck energy clear out. Feel that connection to the crystal Fallon, a citrine Lemurian. He's a quartz, but a faint yellow cast, so you may experience gold light. And now as you imagine that gold light at your feet, imagine that it rises slowly outside your body, up your feet, your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your face, your third eye, and your crown chakra. So you're wide open here to experience the show with us today, and experiencing that healing and love that comes from this ancient power crystal. So take a deep breath and come back to us on the show. You might shake your body a little bit because Fallon is quite strong energy regardless of where you are. So last week we talked about being authentic, grounded citizens. And I shared stories of how we get along in our neighborhoods, how we get along in the world. And I just want to point out again that there are people in the world today who are afraid, that they're choosing to be afraid instead of choosing love, and they choose to back away from being spiritual citizens. So they attack or harm other people, or they're just angry, and know that they're afraid of love. So every time we see that in the world, remember to not take your eyes off what we should really be doing, which is being authentic, grounded citizens of the planet. So what does that mean? Well, let's take a quick look back at what we talked about of being citizens of our homes and our neighborhoods and our cities and our countries. And one thing I want you to take away from today, besides a conversation with Mount St. Helens, is a phrase from Marianne Williamson. I believe it was in her book, A Return to Love, but I would have to check that. She calls, "The divine in me greets the divine in you." So whenever you're uncertain, whenever you're having fun, whenever you want to experience how energy works in the world, how citizenship works in the world, imagine in your head saying that to an adversary, or saying that to a family member, or even, as I like to say, talking to somebody in a deli, and not even actually physically talking to them, but looking at someone and saying, "The divine in me greets the divine in you." And you'll notice how they turn and look at you, or look around and wonder, what just happened here? Because they feel that connection, and you'll also feel your heart expanding with love and connection and calm and peace, and we certainly need all of that. But in addition, the very simple things that it takes to be a citizen, to be a great person, which we're all trying to be, kindness, consideration, respect, the ability to compromise, to be polite, to recognize our differences and still come together to mediate them, the willingness to learn to treat others like you would like to be treated, and above all, choosing love over fear. So how do we translate that to being citizens of the planet? Well, it comes back to mindset. So as I've said before, there are two mindsets on the planet today. One is how most of us are living our lives, and one is how the real world really works and how we should be living our lives. And hesitate before you say I'm preaching to you, because I'm telling you what I've learned from my experience with the non-humans that inhabit the planet with us. So that's where I came to this conclusion about the differences in mindset. Most humans live in a mindset we call planetary healing. The concept that humans are in charge of the planet, that we are caretakers and guardians. And it's basically an assertion of human ego over the planet. I don't want to offend our male listeners, but the patriarchal culture that has held sway over the world for many thousands of years. But this mindset decides that everything on the planet is beneath us, unless it's something like a spiritual being, like a guide or god or goddess or diva of some sort, depending on what tradition you're in, that are somehow supposed to be superior to us. This is a mindset that's been made popular by culture and religion and other healers and shamanic people. And we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com. Years ago, Terry struggled with fleas and ticks on her four dogs but ruled out pesticides. Then she heard about raw Baltic amber. A fossilized tree resin, raw Baltic amber, has been used for years in Europe to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks. Terry founded AmberstonePets.com 8 years ago to offer safe, organic, and beautiful pet collars that naturally repel fleas and ticks. How? The amber's aromatic properties are released into the pet's coat and spread by body oils from friction and body heat. The collars are available in several styles for cats and dogs, from kittens and puppies to giant breeds. Visit AmberstonePets.com, choose raw Baltic amber collars for your pets, and enter Om Times at checkout for free shipping. Order today at AmberstonePets.com.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. I'm Robin Fritz, here every Monday at 2 Pacific Time. So we were talking about two mindsets on the planet. The first, planetary healing, is a mindset created by humans. Naturally, we want to take care of the world. Naturally, we want to feel like we're in charge of our lives and somehow extended to taking care of the planet. And it's great. We want to heal the planet. But really, you know, the planet is really doing quite well by itself. And the mindset that we're in charge of the planet has been perpetuated by culture, by religion, by other healers, shamanic practitioners. And it's all well and good, because they're really trying to contribute to the world, and I have the greatest respect and love for them. But that mindset also contributes to stress and depression and anxiety and all the feelings that make us feel helpless in the world. We see these problems in the world and we think, oh my gosh, we have to solve everything. But we also have our busy daily lives. So we get trapped into the myths that we hear. And global warming is a myth, and in future shows I'll tell you why, because it's not global warming we should be worried about. It's an ice age, and I say that because I talk with hurricanes. But the planetary healing mindset can lock us in a crisis mode and keep our attention somewhere other than where it should be. And I learned this, again, by working with other beings like Mount St. Helens. And so the mindset that they helped me see is what I've come to call planetary connection. And I teach this in my workshops, and I never stop talking about it. But I see how amazing people are walking out of an intuitive workshop with this mindset and literally growing as intuitives and healers. And isn't that what we really want in the world? Isn't that how we make our best contribution? So planetary connection means that all life is equal to us, that everything has a soul, everything's job is to grow its soul regardless of what it is. Everything we see and don't see, it has a soul, consciousness, it's alive, has responsibility, a job to do, free choice, and opinions. And believe me, once you're willing to meet the world as an equal, you'll never stop hearing opinions, including talking with volcanoes. So when you look at the world from this perspective, everything changes. For example, quantum physics, okay? So I need to stop here and explain to people that I'm not anti-science. I love electricity. I love driving my car. I love all kinds of things about science, including medicines and all of the discoveries we've made. But one of the limitations of science, and particularly the limitations of quantum physics, is the limitation of human thinking, which is thinking that we're in charge. So let me explain this by how I learned it. The human paradigm, or what we call planetary healing, insists in the quantum physics paradigm that when we observe an atom or a drop of water, and our human consciousness causes it to change. So we observe an atom and it moves. Therefore, it's our consciousness that created the change. And therefore, we can create the world in our head the way we want it to be. But is that actually happening that way? What if we quit assuming that we were in charge and maybe looked at it from a different perspective? As in, look at the perspective of the atom or the drop of water. What if you were looking at the atom and it's looking back and it's going, at last, they're actually paying attention to me, hi, and they're waving hello, and they moved to get your attention. In other words, we've connected with a conscious being that moved of its own volition and not because we imagined it, or we decided that it moved because we paid attention to it. And this is the way the world really exists, and it's fascinating and it's fun. And once you drop into that mindset, I can guarantee your life changes because you just be more, you're more comfortable in the world. And I know about it because I work with non-humans. So that's love in action. So let me tell you the story of Mount St. Helens. And it's a humbling and it's funny, and she's fascinating. I'm proud to say that Mount St. Helens is one of my best friends, and she's one of the reasons why I stay here in Washington State, just to be physically close to her, which of course isn't necessary since we can talk with people and beings all over the planet and the universe. But for those of you who aren't familiar with the story, all of our, well, most of our mountains here in the Pacific Northwest are part of the Ring of Fire. They're active volcanoes to one extent or another. And certainly none of us would be thrilled to find that Mount Rainier suddenly becomes very active because it's very huge and very close to Seattle. But Mount St. Helens started rumbling in the spring of 1980 and had a major eruption in May of 1980. And I was living in the Midwest at the time. And for days afterwards, we had these incredible sunsets where the sun looked like the rings of Jupiter. That's how much ash was released into the environment. And it was fascinating. You know, I find a lot of natural history fascinating, particularly because I was born talking to things until my dad tells me, you know, he's been dead 23 years. He tells me he's thought I was weird until the last few years. So, because I just was a very different child and I didn't realize how different I was until, you know, when I got quite a bit older. So back in 2004, I was rediscovering my ability to connect with the natural world, not just with animals, but with beings around me. And I was having so much fun talking to cars and trees and the sidewalk and whatever, that when Mount St. Helens started rumbling again and creating some seismic activity in September of 2004, I thought, this is kind of interesting. I wonder if Mount St. Helens would talk with me. Like, you know, I just come up with these things that I think about. So I was driving home from somewhere in early October, and I did what I teach in my class. I said, "Hello, Mount St. Helens. My name is Robin. I'm fascinated by you, as so many of us are, and can you tell me, would you like to chat with me? Can you tell me how you're feeling? What's going on?" And all of a sudden, I heard this, like, groaning, like, oh, and I felt physically ill, okay? So that's the energy of feeling, intuitive ability of feeling, and not a pleasant thing when, you know, someone's sick to their stomach and you're feeling that. So I could feel it like illness, but like in my throat area. So I corresponded that to being, you know, close to the top of Mount St. Helens. And she goes, "I just feel really sick. I can't hardly hold this back." And I said, "Wow, if you feel that bad, maybe you should just, you know, like burp, let a little bit of it go." 45 minutes later, literally 45 minutes later, was the first eruption of Mount St. Helens in October of 2004. So it was like, wow, we're really connecting here. So over time, over the next few days and weeks, we chatted. And she's fascinating. Now, I want to, before I continue on that, I want to address a question that some other healers and intuitives have said to me, like, who are you to talk to Mount St. Helens? That always astonishes me because it's like, well, who am I? I'm someone who's interested and curious, and I approach other life respectfully and quietly, and, you know, if they're willing to talk, they are, and if they do, and if they're not, they'll just say, okay, I'm not interested, or they ignore you. So Mount St. Helens is out there talking with anything and everyone who's willing to chat with her. And so there are a lot of, I know this will sound really interesting. You know how some people have new cars and some people have old beat up cars? Well, the new cars are kind of bullies, and the old cars sit in the parking lots waiting for their people to get done with work, and they talk to Mount St. Helens. Okay, so she's out there talking with everyone. We're just not aware of it because we don't think about things that could be conscious in talking with us. So that's why when people say, who are you to talk to Mount St. Helens? I'm just someone who's interested, which means if you're interested, you can talk with her too, or feel her, or see images that she sends to you, or simply know that you're connected to her, because that is however your intuition works. So as we were chatting back in October of 2004, I had a concern, and that's that I was going to be getting on a plane and flying back east to my goddaughter's wedding. And Mount St. Helens kept sending up these eruptions that included ash, and ash and jet engines don't cohabitate very well. So I was a little concerned about that, and I was concerned about other people who were flying, and I was curious, like, why was she erupting, and what could we learn from that? What could we learn from her erupting process? What does a volcano do on the planet? So we were chatting, and she said, and she was all excited that somebody was talking to her, and we were chatting like old friends, and she goes, I want to erupt really big to just show you how powerful I can be. And I said, well, let's talk about that. And let's talk about that some more after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Aubrey Wallace, MD. Whether you have a chronic health issue or simply want to feel your best and be your best, consider an appointment with Dr. Aubrey Wallace, a naturopathic physician and medical intuitive with an international practice near Seattle, Washington. A third-generation healer, Dr. Wallace uses her extensive training and an intuitive approach to help her patients find what's really keeping them from the healthy, balanced lives they deserve. Her compassionate approach treats the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit, using therapies from homeopathic medicines to energy healing. She helps you as her patient to love being you. Dr. Wallace works in person or by Skype. Learn more about her work at lovebeingyou.info. Mention this ad and receive 15% off a medical intuition session. That's Dr. Aubrey Wallace at lovebeingyou.info.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14,
31, I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about being citizens of the planet and my conversation with Mount St. Helens in 2004. So Mount St. Helens had erupted. She was talking about a huge eruption to show how powerful she was and to actually to communicate with people, because there's an observatory that they erected nearby, and you know, all the scientists were excited and people were there and they were just, you know, looking at this happening. But I was a little concerned because I was flying back east to a wedding. I didn't really want to be killed in a plane crash because of ash in the, you know, self-survival, right? But also I was curious. She wanted to show me how she could be powerful, and I said, well, I've seen steam eruptions before. You know, I've actually seen you do this before. And she goes, yeah, but I want to show you again. And I thought, well, this is very interesting. You know, everything is alive and has rights and responsibilities and opinions and a soul to grow. It isn't my job to tell a volcano what to do. I mean, like, they ought to know what to do, right? Because they're a volcano and that's their job. And she's been around for, what, 10,000 years? And I really believe that other beings have their choice to make. So I was just curious how we could learn from each other. And again, always how we can figure out how we can be in service to the planet together. So I'm thinking consequences. So how do we go about doing our jobs in the world and consider the consequences of our actions? You know, for humans, there aren't huge consequences to walking your dog in the neighborhood and things like that. But for an erupting volcano, there are a lot of consequences. Mount St. Helens is, you know, affecting population centers from Portland to Seattle and thereabouts. And I said to her, well, you know, there are consequences to your actions. And I said, this is really interesting because volcanic ash is the thing that helps plants grow. When you erupt and cover the ground, plants grow. And she goes, yes, that's right. And I said, well, the other thing that happens is that ash can bury animals and insects and, you know, kill them. And I said, it's not something you did on purpose, but those are the consequences, I would think, of an eruption. And she's kind of quiet, like, And I said also, you know, there are consequences for other things, like, and I'm trying to think, oh my gosh, like, how can I explain to her what ash does to an airplane? And I thought, why should I try? I said, hey, you know, let me bring in some other friends here. So, you know, and here I am, people thinking on my feet or trying to think on my feet. I'm talking to a volcano, right? I'm like, hey, are there any jets within the vicinity of Mount St. Helens? Would you please chime in on this conversation? And people, I tell you, jets are the most they're the most fun creatures. Whenever you get on a plane and whenever you get off the plane, please thank the plane for flying you somewhere, because you'll hear this deep booming voice that you're welcome and you should have thought of that like right as you got off the plane, that kind of thing, because they're very particular. But they're also lots of fun and they're very proud of their abilities. Think about it. We create jet planes to really do huge jobs for us and they're very proud of their jobs. So this jets showed up and they're like, what's going on? What would you like to do? And I said, would you please demonstrate to Mount St. Helens what would happen if you were flying nearby and she had a major eruption and ash got in your engines? And immediately these planes going, crash. They were very vocal about it, and I was like startled. And Mount St. Helens was like, no, I wouldn't hurt anybody. There's no way I would hurt anybody. And I said, you know, you wouldn't do it on purpose. I'm not saying you would do it on purpose. I'm saying that there are consequences to our actions. And so if you erupt in that, that's a possibility. And I said, that's neither here nor there. If you need to erupt and that's the cycle that you're going through at this period of time, that's what you need to do. And then we need to make accommodations as humans and as other beings. And then, you know, things happen. You know, that's the life cycle. That's what things do. But now you know this. What do you think? And she's like, well, I would never hurt anything, you know. And that's why I brought the jet in, because she didn't believe me when I said things could be hurt. Well, now she did. And she was horrified, and she said, well, that's not my intention. And I said, what is your intention? And she said, I want to show people that I'm alive, that I can connect with them, you know, that we're here on the planet. And I said, okay, that's really cool. And I said, people are really excited. So what could you do instead, you know? To be a volcano and do your job, what could you do instead if that's what you want to do, is to communicate with us? So here's what she did. From 2004 to 2008, Mount St. Helens built her dome inside the crater, and she built it at a rate that scientists had not seen before, and they were like fascinated, like, how did this happen? And I just giggled for 4 years, because here she was demonstrating. She was alive and well, building her dome, not creating ashfall that would kill a jet accidentally, but still doing her job as a volcano, living and choosing. And that was her choice of communicating with us. So I hope you find that as fascinating as I did in working with her. She's amazing, and we had, you know, other experiences together, because we started realizing we could partner up and go around the world and work with other beings and teach them how a volcano and a human created a relationship, discuss the mutual consequences of our different actions, and how we might make the best contribution to the planet that we can, being the type of being that we are, in her case, a volcano. So we did all kinds of little experiments. At one point, she came here and she said, well, I want to know what you do all day long. I said, well, it really kind of boring compared to what you're doing. I said, but, you know, maybe you want to have some fun together? And she goes, well, okay, let's have some fun. So I decided to read a book that I like. And my apologies to Janet Ivanovich. Her book, One for the Money, is a comic mystery. And I use it to teach writers structure and storytelling. And so I said, well, I'll read this book out loud. And so if you can imagine reading a book in your chair and you've got a steaming volcano leaning over your shoulder, you know, like, when's the fun going to start, Robin? You know, I'm kind of bored. So I tell you, don't bother to read a book to a volcano, because they're not that interested. But there are other things that we did together. As I said before, Mount St. Helens is the spiritual center of the Pacific Northwest. So here are some of the interesting things about that. During those really eruptive years from 2004 to 2008, one of the themes that I heard consistently from people in the Seattle area, but around the Northwest, was how tired they were, how just exhausted they were. And they just felt, you know, fuzzy thinking, cloudy heads, just tired. And I realized some of that related to Mount St. Helens. She's not just the spiritual center of the world, but there are things called ley lines. You can think of them as the I don't know, arteries and veins of the planet, you know, like the human body has blood flowing throughout our bodies and it goes through those channels. The ley lines are the channels for energy around the planet. And there are a lot of fractured ley lines here in the Northwest. There are some places in those days, in those years where I had to learn how to be grounded and balanced, that I was so in tune with the planet that I literally would fall down in some of these places with fractured ley lines. So that's what people here were experiencing. Mount St. Helens deciding to take a more active participation with humans and the energy of that interaction making us tired as we adjusted to the changes in vibration or energy, as you will. So that was one interesting thing. The other thing, as we became more connected to us, to each other, and talked more with different beings, she said to me one day, she showed me this picture. This picture popped into my mind of a volcano reaching out and the sky and the earth. And I'm like, wow, that's beautiful. And she said, I hold the sky, I hold the earth and the sky. And I'm like, what? You're being really philosophical, girlfriend. And she goes, now you're talking to my soul. And I'm like, whoa, okay, that's cool. I have to be like not so jokey then if we're going to be really serious here. But in point of fact, volcanoes are one of the reasons we have life on the planet. And she was showing me that that was the job that she chose in that incarnation, to be a volcano. So, you know, like my crystal partner Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz, these are beings that have been in their bodies a long period of time. Humans, maybe we make it 100 years. Mount St. Helens is what, 10,000? So something to think about, how we create connections with other beings and how we live that relationship. It's something that I teach in my intuitive classes. So how do you think this changes your response to the living world around you? We'll chat about that a bit after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Rosie Gremmert at IcanDoHardThings.com. When was the last time nothing was holding you back, physically or emotionally, from the good you want to do for yourself and for the world? If you want to feel great and make it last, Rosie Gremmert will use her decades of experience and expertise as a certified essential oil therapist, certified holistic health coach, and certified grief support specialist. To create the best version of you, just email rosie@icandoheartthings.com and put Om Times in the subject line. You'll get access to Rosie's exclusive I Can Do Heart Things 30-Day Courage Dare and get 25% off all purchases. That's Rosie at ICanDoHeartThings.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. This is Robin Fritz, and we've been talking about planetary citizenship and Mount St. Helens. So, I talked to volcanoes. I talked to Mount St. Helens. Together, we occasionally go to Mount Rainier and go like, go back to sleep, boyfriend, go back to sleep. And I actually see beings as male or female. I see him, Mount Rainier, as a male. Other people do not. But here I want to emphasize one thing. I'm not crazy. I know I sound like it. I'm a very analytical and skeptical person. So when I started talking with my car, and actually that's another story, and Mount St. Helens, I was kind of worried that I might be crazy or have a brain tumor. I mean, right? I'm analytical, skeptical, right? Let's make sense here. Let's find out if I've got something really wrong in my head. So I went to see the neurologist who was treating me for migraines, and I said, I hear voices. And he's like, oh my God, he just froze. And he looked at me and he goes, like, what? And I said, well, hearing my car talk to me, and I'm hearing Mount St. Helens. And he already knew I talked with animals, so he looked at me and he said, how is that different from talking with animals? I said, you don't think that's different? And he said, no, Robin, I think that's normal for you. So bless that man for reassuring me that I was not crazy, just very different. And I left that day thinking, okay, so I'm talking to my car in a goofy volcano. And Mount St. Helens and my car both chimed in at the same time and said, oh, get over yourself. So I said, okay, fine, I will. And I did. And so now I go out and teach this in my intuitive classes. And I teach people how to just put aside our misconceptions. So we're back to looking at the atom that quantum physics says we moved because we paid attention to it. No, it moved because it's finally got our attention and is trying to connect with us. So what does that mean? Okay. This show is about practicalities, about connecting mind, body, and spirit, and really connecting to the real world. And I'm telling you, the real world is bigger and braver and more fascinating than we expect or even know, because we don't think that it can connect with us. And believe this story about Mount St. Helens, if you will, because it is true. So we are citizens of the world, and the world is waiting for us to connect with it. So here's what I'd like you to do today, tomorrow, and every day. Just take up the Robin Challenge, okay? The Mount St. Helens Challenge, if you will. Realize that you make a difference in the world just by being in it. The world needs you as you, and you're growing and growing your soul every day, growing your mind, growing your body, contributing to your families, your neighborhoods, your country, and the planet, okay? We are here supporting a conscious, evolving planet. So how do we do that? By loving everything as much as you should be loving yourself. So when we greet strangers peacefully with curiosity and respect, that's love and connection. When you reach out after hearing the show and say, hello, Mount St. Helens, my name is whatever your name is, would you like to have a conversation with me? Or can I experience you because my intuition works towards feelings? Can I feel, your energy? if you approach any being with respect and humility, and instead of saying, I'm human and I'm in charge, I guarantee you'll have more fun than you ever imagined you could have, and you'll be awestruck at how fascinating the planet is and what a great, great time you can have on it. And maybe that's why people like me are out there. I've been talking with things since the day I was born, and I didn't know it was any different than that. I do know that I was laughing about the other day thinking that my dad has been dead 23 years. I work with him as a medium, and he has said to me that I was always a strange child, but in the last few years, he's kind of figured out that that's just me, and maybe I wasn't strange, it's just the way I am. But you matter. You're a citizen of the planet, and being a citizen of the planet is an important job, and it doesn't matter whether you're a possum, a human, a tree, or a volcano. You matter. So go out and have a conversation. Go out this weekend or whenever you listen to this recording. Have a conversation with what you see out there. I mean, I do that every day. Talk to a flower. Introduce yourself to a flower or a tree or the sidewalk or your house. Wow, I can talk about space clearing and houses in future shows. Talk to the ocean if you live nearby, or even if you don't. Pull up a picture on your computer of something you'd like to have a conversation with. A building, the Empire State Building? What, the Statue of Liberty? What? Any of those things. And just ask it if it would like to have a conversation with you. Acknowledge other beings as equals, and they'll respond happily and eagerly because they've been trying to get our attention, right? That's the step that quantum physics needs to take next for it to be a legitimate science. Honor those beings and their work in the world, and I promise you, they will honor you right back. And always remember, when you're greeting any other being, or just when you want to send out something to another human, you don't have to say it out loud. Just feel it in your heart, say it in your head. The divine in me greets the divine in you. Because we all have a job to do in the world. If there weren't volcanoes, we wouldn't have life on this planet, right? That's a pretty big job. Mount St. Helens is pretty busy, but she's happy to talk with any of us who will talk with her. So try it. So here I'd like to dip in briefly to some business points I'd like to bring up with you. Please email me at robin@robinfritz.com, RobynFritz. If you'd like one of my services, I book intuitive personal and business consultations, 15, 30, and 60 minutes. But I also do animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, and for spiritual consultations, I do past life and between life regressions, soul awakening, soul journeys, Reiki energy healing, crystal energy healing. So contact me for a session. Check in with my sponsors. They're the reason I can be here with you today. Join me Tuesdays, every Tuesday at 11 Pacific time at the Om Times Magazine Facebook page for our Facebook Live sessions. Join me at experts.omtimes.com/Robin Fritz for upcoming webinars. I'm gradually putting all of the workshops I've taught in the last 10 years or more into webinar formats so that people all over can join me with various things, spirit guides, crystals, animals, space clearing, a multi-part session on how I use my intuition, which will help you grow yours. And let's end today with energy healing with the goddess. That's part of our growth as intuitives and healers. And if you would just take a deep breath and put your hands on your heart cross your hands over your heart and breathe into your hands. Just imagine you're breathing love and connection. You're not giving away your energy. You're just breathing love and connection. Then hold the palms in front of your mouth. Breathe in to your palms. And then turn your palms outward and just offer that love and connection to the rest of the world. No judgments on it. Just offer it. Some being out there will happily accept that connection and grow in peace and love. Then cross your hands back over your heart again, because it's time to love yourself. And as you breathe into your palms, then hold your palms in front of your face. Breathe that healing energy into your palms. Love and connection, and believe in yourself as a beautiful spiritual being. And then put those palms of your hands right back over your heart, so you're breathing that energy back into your body. Love and connection. Thank you for joining us today. We are all intuitives and healers together. Join me again next week. My sponsor, Rosie Gremmert, will be here with us. So email questions about health, about essential oils, about grief support, and we'll be talking with you a week from Monday. Thank you for joining us. It's Robin Fritz, the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World.